Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Live from beautiful, almost snowing Chicago on April 18th, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, health, fitness, wellness. Quick update. The book, hashtag Hate Sports Parents, is going to be probably on Amazon within a week. So we're going to really be all excited about that. Topics we've talked about for so long with my co-author, Hall of Fame volleyballer, Sharkey Zartman. We got a great show, great doubleheader today. A couple of colleagues of mine going back a long time. Great doubleheader in the world of golf. Really part of my network of experts, really for decades. Paul Calloway, physical therapist. Paul was the first director of golf fitness with the PGA Tour back in the 80s. He was an author of the book, Body Balance for Performance, The Whole System. He and I go back a long, long time in that particular world. So he's going to be our first guest, coming back numerous times. And then another associate of ours, Mike Riggs. Mike, I don't know how long he's been out there in Colorado now. He's a sports psychologist. He is the founder of One Way Bite, newsletter Swing Thoughts. He'll be joining us. And then, of course, it's the Sports Doctors In segment where we answer some emails, talk about upcoming guests. Welcome back, Paul Calloway, to the Sports Doctor.
Welcome. Hi, Dr. Bob. Great to have you, have me part of the show today. I really appreciate it.
You were probably on with me 20 years ago at College of DuPage, WDCB, and I want to give us a quick history and background, Paul, of you and your association with physical therapy and the golf world.
Yeah, well, way back, a long time ago, back in 1984, I was hired to be the first director of golf fitness, physical therapist on the men's PGA Tour. I traveled to all the tour events in the Mobile Fitness Center for about 3 years. And right after working with and treating about just under 300 tour players for all the typical back and neck and shoulder problems that they came to me with, to our staff with, I took that information and with the research that we did with Dr. Frank Jobe, who, you know, passed away, unfortunately, several years ago, but his research in baseball and then in golf and what muscles worked with a biomechanical swing analysis, EMG analysis. We really got more scientifically aware of how the golf body really worked, not only to treat and prevent injuries, but to aid and enhance performance. And that's what I took that information and springboarded that into an organization and a book that I wrote first called Body Balance for Performance. And after that, started to teach other healthcare professionals around the country and a bunch of golf instructors as well to what we now understand is more of an integrated performance concept of things like what Mike Riggs does with the mental training, the physical training that people like myself do, the golf coaching for the instruction and skill development, and then club fitting, you know, getting all the four ingredients working together for optimal performance and safety. So that's
what I've been doing
for a long time.
Yes. It all starts on the ground, my friend. The biomechanics of alignment. It was in that period of time where we got together along the concepts, again, of body balance for performance and foot lower leg alignment. I probably put orthotics in some of your golfer's shoes. I don't know if it's 20 years ago, 25, 40, whatever it is, a long time ago. You were always, again, what Paul Calloway did, everybody, is he was one of the first that made it clear to everybody that golfers are athletes. That there was no doubt. Now you take a look at the golfers on tour. They're all in great shape. These guys train. They learned a lot of it way back. You know, Dr. Job, you mentioned, one of the great, great orthopedic surgeons who revolutionized a lot of sports surgery. And, you know, you come out of that situation. And the today, with the all the different things you're doing, tell us about the golf fitness training and the Cantigny Golf Academy. How long have you been involved with that, Paul? It's almost 10 years, isn't it?
Yeah, this is our 10th anniversary, and I was here from the beginning. And again, it's really a all-year golf facility out here at the Cantigny property. And we have all the four performance factors I mentioned earlier, the mental training, physical training, golf equipment fitting, and golf instruction. You know, that's here, you know, 24 or 12 months of the year and 7 days a week, you know, for golfers to get the full blend of everything they need essentially to feel better and play
now,
you know, their best golf.
You see the same kind of caliber of athlete, for example, in a young golfer that I might see in a young figure skater or a young tennis player or a young soccer player. The idea of paying attention early to all sorts of things. You were always involved with that. How young do you see golfers? You have a lot of teenage population, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, this is on the young side, but the range is anywhere from 4 to 5 years old, all the way, you know, through the teenagers, you know, going into, you know, ending high school and going into college. But most typically, they're around that 10, 11, 12 years old, where they're starting to get more, not just group instruction, but they're getting more custom instruction, you know, more one-on-one processing of the information. But the point that, you know, really is true, and you emphasized it, and what I totally align with is really, you know, not just from the top down, but from the ground up, the alignment of the body, the structure of the body, governing the function of the body, and certainly the mind, you know, the body is an instrument of the mind, but, you know, if your body structure isn't there, no matter how confident, no matter how relaxed you are, no matter how much you understand the technical aspect of the golf swing, if that instrument,
yes,
your body, is not properly...
Now, a big part, Paul, of my upcoming book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is all about the prevention of overuse injuries, repetitive motion injuries. It's also all about the mental component. It's got a lot to do with nutrition, et cetera. Sports parents. Now, it's interesting because you become a doctor of psychology. I'll ask you anyway, how's your sports parenting, sports psychology skills with the kids and their families?
you're never just talking to the athletes themselves, the golfer. It totally is with junior golfers. It's the whole family experience and the support that they can provide, obviously, from goal setting and making sure that those are set appropriately, not having the feeling that my golf performance has to do with my true identity as a person, and making sure that that's all balanced so that, you know, that stress of thinking, boy, if I hit a bad shot, if I have a bad round, tightening up the body in the process, not having a good swing has something to do with, you know, their emotional stability and their identity, their self-worth. So really making sure that that's clear and we're not only setting goals, but the purpose of the goals are really solid. That's really important.
Yes, because, again, you're in a sport where repetitive motion problems are a problem when you start seeing boys and girls who, you know, we would love them to play a lot of different sports, but you're seeing kids who don't want to play other sports. They want to play golf.
It's starting to get more, you know, golf focused as an individual sport, you know, versus the whole blend of sports like it used to be when I was in high school and college. But it's much more focused, yeah.
Yes, that's why I have a chapter in the book, Paul, called The Prodigy Sports. And, you know, golf is one of them, and so is tennis. And so is, you know, we're familiar with the gymnastics and the figure skating, where you might see 10, 11, 12-year-olds, and they're doing the same thing every day. I always relied on you and people like you, the world of physical therapy, to pay big attention to to these boys and girls to get them on a great body program so they could handle, you know, our great friend Bob Guida, the world famous kinesiotherapist, used to say to me, Bob, you got to work the brakes. You got to work the opposite. Now, of course, people right. like you got that all those mm-hmm. years ago in that world. So the idea, you know, with the Golf Academy, you're really living your dream, Paul, of really being able to spend full time with all aspects of the, you know, do you remember back when the Western Open, Tiger Woods came through, you treated him sure. a couple of times. We used to talk about, can we get into this guy's head and get him to pay attention? And evidently it really was. And he became, you know, he wanted to run, he wanted to lift weights. I, for one, am very excited about him holding up physically so far. It's an exciting time in golf if Woods is back on the course, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, eyeballs, whether you like him or don't like him, are watching golf, and that just makes the whole thing better. But, you know, I'm hoping and praying that Tiger absolutely is listening. I think he is, you know, to the whole picture of what we talked about earlier and the blend of all the right things doing and the recovery. You know, as much as, you know, golf or many sports are a repetitive motion thing, there's going to be stress in the body, preparing the body properly with the structure, like we said, and all these different factors blending together. But then the recovery has to be emphasized just as much, not just swinging or moving and putting the brakes on, like you said, Bob Guida talking about. That's all important. You know, moving in opposite, more symmetrical movement patterns, but also the recovery. How's your nutrition? How's your sleep?
One of the challenges now, Paul, and what's the website, Paul, people can find out about everything that you're doing in your program?
Yeah, well, there's two main websites. One is CallawayGolfFitness.com. Callaway, just like the equipment company, all A's, CallawayGolfFitness.com. And then the other one is the new one called SuperPowerGolf.com. SuperPowerGolf.com.
Okay. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. Gosh, you can go back over 10 years if you go to radio shows. I bet you Paul's been on, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 times over the years. And you can see all the different experts all over the world we have who participate in The Sports Doctor. You can go over to newspaper articles. You can read about everything. From what choosing the best shoe to what about specialization. We talk a lot of concussions on The Sports Doctor with all sorts of experts. And I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter. We have like 34,000 Twitter followers, and we publish a lot of great information in all aspects of health, wellness, fitness, besides just the radio show stuff on Twitter, at SportsDoc, D-O-C, radio. Again, talking with Paul Callaway, a physical therapist, really the first director of the golf fitness on the PGA Tour. You come a long way, baby. The idea, now I worry about overkill and overtraining. I think, again, you know, Woods in some way, shape, or form, I think was an example of that, and maybe doing too much. What are your concerns regarding these guys doing as much as they're doing to try to prevent injuries?
Well, again, it has to be a blend. It has to be not just generic for golf, you know, where you might pull up some exercises online. It's important to meet with an expert that can evaluate you and find out where your current imbalances might be and make sure that those imbalances are corrected, you know, in the right sequencing, not just doing generic training. A lot of people want to cut corners, and that's where it can be a problem. On the tour level, the highest level, you'd think that they would have all the best of the best information, but the problem is that, you know, there's egos involved there as well, and not often is there a full integration between the different professional team members. In other words, the mental coach isn't always fully talking with the fitness coach. The fitness coach isn't always blending in with the golf instruction coach.
Right. Now we have a clash of coaches. You know, the mental game is a very, very big part of The Sports Doctor. It always has been. Again, whether we're talking about the parents or the coaches or the athletes themselves and all the different pressures that blend together and how important communication is regarding, you know, high performance. when the only two goals are, number one, can we prevent injuries? And number two, can we enhance performance? It's interesting. How do you compare what you're paying attention to and doing today, Paul, to when? How long ago was it, body balance and performance?
When
did you publish that?
Yeah, that was right after. That was like 1988 or 89 in that time frame.
Right. And now I would imagine that the cooperation of coaches in school, the medical community, the physical therapy community themselves, that there's been a big, big step forward in the appreciation of what you're been talking about for 30 years.
For sure. Yeah, the education is definitely lifted up. Of course, the economics are driving a lot of that. You know, the more that scholarships become more and more and more valuable, then that often is right or wrong. It's the incentive for a lot of parents to get their child, you know, involved at a younger age and get that, you know, more specification toward and focus on one sport so that they can excel.
Your children have been quite the athlete. Talk a little bit before we finish. I think who's the volleyballer, Matt?
Yeah, my son Matt went to Penn State, Division I program, and did really well. And I was looking to play professionally. Jonathan just finished at Wheaton College as an offensive lineman and played all 3 years. Never missed a practice. Never missed a game in 3 seasons playing on varsity. So we worked on his body quite a bit. And my oldest son, Adam, played golf at the high school level and now recreationally. And my daughter, Olivia, you know, did track and field with high jump and hurdles. So, you know, we've all been very athletic through the years for sure.
Yes. Hey, hold on, man. Hashtag hey sports parents. you're a great example of that. And I think, of course, one of the great achievements is what you just mentioned with John. You're talking about playing football, never missing a practice, holding up physically, looking at all those kinds of challenges. You know, being a professional in the sports medicine world like you and having your kids who play is another interesting challenge, isn't it? Hey, Dad, leave me alone already. Right?
Well,
leave me alone, Dad.
Yeah, early on that was the case. They definitely kind of learned that I might know something as time went on, and then they did come to me at the
Didn't we do orthotics for Matt in junior high school or something, or in his sports performance days? The men's volleyball, some of the best athletes you will see anywhere in the world. Women's also. Matter of fact, my co-author of the book, Sharkey's Artman, is the Hall of Fame a USA volleyball player from the late 70s and 80s, and both her daughters became Division I volleyball players. Wouldn't you agree, Paul? Great athlete at high-performance volleyball.
Yeah, it's an amazing sport, and I just hope it keeps growing and for men and women. It's phenomenal, and, yeah, they have to be extremely talented athletically to play that game and stay healthy. You know, the jumping
it's
and the
just such a challenge amazing. With the jumping
and the shoulders, yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I have slides of the 1976 men's volleyball Olympic team. It guide is walking on the balance beam and working with rubber bands.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go.
And
that's right.
And watching then that just tremendous amount of stress on the lower extremity. So again, you've seen all of those, and it's interesting, Paul. I have a chapter in the book real quickly, the two essential exercises. I don't care what your kid's sport is, and one's rubber bands, foot ankle, the other one's working balance work, you know, mm-hmm. our whole life mm-hmm. going all the way back. Give me the websites again, Paul.
Sure, it's just www.callawaygolffitness.com and superpowergolf.com.
Great. You know, it's always great to have you back. Hold on for a quick second. Again, Paul Callaway, Callaway Golf. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob Weil, the sports doctor. Want to clue you in. Well, I'm very, very excited about the book I'm co-authoring. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents, get your megaphone out. My co-author, Sharky Zartman, is a radio talk show host on Healthy Life Radio. She is the mom of two Division I athletes. She's a Hall of Fame volleyball player herself. And the book really is broken up into four sections. She talks about coaching, all aspects of coaching, your own kids. What about the level of sports? Section two is the sports doctor's in, where Dr. Bob talks about everything from choosing the best shoe, to what about drugs in youth sports, to what about concussions, to what about challenges of the physical exercises. The third part, ask the experts, 8 or 9 experts, sports psychology, mental training, sports performance, chime in. The last part of the book is parents' perspective. We have about 6 parents chiming in. Check it out. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Thanks, everybody. Hey, everybody, back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, and you can check out all sorts of stuff. Radio shows a long time ago. You can go back 10 years, and you can hear Mike Riggs, my oncoming guest here, sports psychologist, the founder of One Way Bite. Michael, welcome back, man.
Well, thank you very much. It's always it's a blast to be on.
How long have you been out in Colorado, Mike Riggs?
Oh, almost 15 years now.
Wow. Give us a quickie history and background. Michael used to see my figure skaters when he was here in the mental game and training. He's really gotten so golf-oriented, which is why this is such a doubleheader with him and Paul Callaway. Give us a quick synopsis, Mike, of what you're doing and what you were doing.
Well, originally, my career goal back in the mid-80s was to be a high school teacher and a coach. I always was a multi-sport athlete myself, and I really anticipated that being my career path. It took a major shift when I chose to go back to get my master's degree from the University of Virginia in sports psychology, studying under Dr. Bob Rotella in the late 80s, early 90s. And since then,
one of the pioneers, Bob,
right, had the opportunity to learn from him directly. And so since then, really been on my own path, developing the One Way program, which I own, and we franchise and train our coaches to coach off of the One Way platform. We've got a One Way sport program, which is for all athletes. We've got one for golf entitled One Way Golf, and then we also have a life coaching program, which is relatively new to our menu within the last few years, where we engage individuals to become one-way life coaches. So,
yes.
Essentially,
it's always been a great commonality
there,
Michael. Marriage and commonality with life coaches, and again, the mental game. I've been talking about the mental game on the Sports Doctor forever. You participated back in the old WDCB days when you were, again, very involved working with some of the different high school teams. Again, that whole mental game, whether you're the best athlete in the world or, again, the whole topic of my upcoming book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is exactly that. You know, the front cover of Time magazine about 5 months ago, Mike, was a little leaguer. And the caption was the $15 billion a year youth sports market. And it's a crazy world, and it's a real challenge. Your edition of business success, I'm sure, is real, real exciting. But I used to send you my 10-year-old, man. By the way, Chloe Ryan, who who's a national champion solo ice dance, says hello. So does her mom, Nancy.
Fantastic.
So that's the kind of stuff that really is really, really fun to watch. You know, the metamorphosis of the, the tremendous importance of the mental game in all sports at various levels. You know, epidemics of overuse injuries are very much prevalent, and so is the mental burnout and pressures. So what are you paying attention to? What are you paying attention to in the sports thinking of one-way bite?
Well, you know, I'm going to just share a quick story because I just wrapped up a coaching call live here in my office in Windsor, Colorado, with a young man, Dylan Stewart, who just he's a junior in high school golfer, and he just committed a month or so ago to play for Oklahoma State University. And OSU is one of the top-level programs for men's golf and has been for a number of decades. And with Dylan, you know, it's interesting how one of the key topics we were talking about today is really how absolutely fundamental it is that he believes that he has the skill and capabilities to play at the highest level against the best players in the country at the junior and then eventually the collegiate career. And so, you know, when we talk about the power of belief, and I think whether it be you or me or an athlete or a business individual, ultimately, our lives emanate out from what we believe ourselves to be and what we believe we can become. And so much of what I do, certainly with these younger athletes, is helping them to realize that their beliefs are the foundation, and their thoughts that they have, the daily, minute-by-minute, hour-by-hour thoughts that they have with themselves, that inner dialogue, is a pure reflection of what they believe themselves to be or not to be. And so helping them to reconstruct their belief systems so that they can move in the direction.
What's your website, Mike? What's the best website?
The website is it's WeDevelopYou.com. WeDevelopYou, all spelled out, .com.
Okay. And now, again, getting back to the whole area of parenting the child athlete, which we were talking about, you know, way back when I first met you, and the great late Jim Vickery, who I talk about in my book, who when I first met, the whole idea of the mental side of things, the word sports psychology scared people away then, the word psychology. What are you saying? There's something wrong with me? You know, now the best athletes in the world to want to get involved. What's your emphasis and attention to the sports parent, Professor?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Bob. You know, 20 years ago when I was doing the COD show with you.
Have you mellowed?
Have I mellowed? But, you know, the sport parent essentially kind of exited the scene after high school. And it's really interesting, and I was having this conversation recently with a colleague, how now the parents are still very, very involved, not always in a positive way, too, even into college and then even into the professional life. I mean, look what's going on with the Los Angeles Lakers and the Ball family. I mean, classic, right?
Hey, look, I saw John McEnroe. I saw John McEnroe, 1981. I was with him when he was arguing, ranting and raving on the phone with his dad. His dad. You know, the dynamics of all of those things that go into the pressures number one, staying out of injury with the overuse and the overkill physically. And then again, the mental strain where, you know, you mentioned it, the story you were talking about, which is the young athlete where chapter in our book that Sharkey Dartman writes is about the scholarship world and that kind of pressure.
I was listening in on Paul when you were just interviewing Paul, and I know Paul as well, and he was talking about the financial driver and how you know it ultimately boils down to money, and with the big money on the line, the parents see the kajing going through their eyes, and they say, well, we got to do everything we can to push our kid, to be the best they can be, and there's always a tipping point. And that tipping point, in my opinion, in probably the last 10 years or so, I think too many parents are they're creating more problems than they are creating solutions.
Well, that's, and, I think, one of the big challenges. That's one of the big challenges, because this yeah. area is just growing exponentially. One of the contributors to the book has been on my show numerous times. Ian Goldberg is the creator of the ingenious app iSport 360, which is a whole communications with a sense of humor a direction for coaches and parents and young coaches and young parents, and to try to get some communication going. You know, for the most part, I have great thoughts of so many of the great families we've all met in the area of the high-performance youngster. But a season doesn't go by when we don't see the Little League parents. Or watch what's happened, Michael, since the Olympics, with this crazy explosion of abuse of coaches.
Right.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, wow.
You know, nobody really knows the inside of that. Probably only a few people. I know what you're talking about with the Michigan State and Nasser deal. You know, but you have to wonder, with an abuse of that magnitude, it had to be systemic, meaning there was a lot of adults who were aware and they knew what was happening. But because there was so much at stake, ultimately, again, boiling it down to money, you know, revenue, they chose to either consciously or unconsciously look the other way. And it's really horrific.
Call them, of course, he's a terrible, terrible, terrible extreme, and I've treated one of his gymnasts. Problem many times, I call them the Svengali coaches on these club sports, where we have ranting and raving and mental abuse, and Sharkey writes a lot about that in the book. When we're talking about, you know, what's important and what's not important, what should we be paying attention to when we're choosing a coach who
right.
might be spending a tremendous amount of time with this young figure skater. You know, the beginning of my book is a wonderful picture of 2010 Men's Olympic figure skating champion Evan Lysacek. Remember Evan? He's got a great picture
absolutely.
With his gold medal with his mom.
Right.
And
former client of mine as well.
Yes, and his quote is all about his mom. Starts out with, you know, my mother made me strong. So the challenge and watching him grow up and the dynamics of the family, where he might be one in a million, but where you have families running all over the place, it's amazing. I knew the time would fly by with Michael Riggs. I don't know how many different shows this is. Michael, give us the website again. People could find out about all your programs.
The website is WeDevelopYou.com. It's all spelled out, WEDEVELOPYOU.com. And visitors
yes, any,
can go and read more about the one-way program. Absolutely.
Yes. Any parent out there with a serious athlete, man, get a hold of Michael. My highest of recommendations. Hold on, Mike. Everybody, we'll be right back. Or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Bob Wild, sports doctor. Cold day, man. Looking a little bit of snowfall coming in. And it's the Sports Doctors In segment. We lengthened it a little bit this time. Got that new commercial running. And I really want to thank the both Paul Calloway, Michael Riggs, you know, definitely a big part of the experts I've called on over the years, all aspects of sports medicine with some specificity, you know, in the world of golf. I'm excited. I'm going to be on the Pep Talk with Sharkey Zarkman, my co-author of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, 2 days from now, 10:30 Pacific time. Check my website. Check that out. Again, Sharkey, who's been doing her show, Pep Talk, probably 6-7 years, and has authored numerous books. She's a really a prolific writer. We just took part not 2 months ago in contributing a chapter of an article for her book, Empowered Aging, which is up on Amazon, doing very well. And in Empowered Aging, Sharkey got together a group of probably a dozen experts in various areas to chime in on what about empowered aging, what really makes sense in trying to age with good health in mind. And I got a quickie chapter in. Got cute with the title. It's Aging is a Balancing Act. And the information, though, is very important, which is doing balance exercises, incorporating balance exercises in the repertoire as we get older. One of the biggest challenges as we get a lot older in the super senior population from 80 years old and over is the preventing of fallings as best we can. And falling is a real serious problem. So much of physical therapy is paying attention to that. So it's something that is very, very important as we get older. We incorporate some balance board tilt exercises. One of our sponsors, the Sand Dune Stepper, is a fantastic, unique piece of equipment that simulates movement and balancing and moving, walking in the sand, and which is a tremendous working of the lower extremities. And on the West Coast, they use it a lot, even in Parkinson's and balance training. So we chimed in with that. And I'm hoping as we speak that within a week, hashtag Hey Sports Parents will be on Amazon. Again, everybody, mentioned quickly in the commercial, the book's in four sections. And the first section involves 7 or 8 chapters by Sharkey. In all aspects of coaching, the important things to be looking for as a mom or dad, whether your young son or daughter is a very serious competitor or just looking to participate, and different aspects of what makes sense for your own kid to be playing a sport, whether you're coaching, et cetera. The second part of the book is called The Sports Doctor's In, and that's yours truly, and we're talking about prevention and identification of overuse injuries. We're talking about some important topics like youth sports and drugs. We're talking about choosing the best shoe for your son or daughter. We're talking about incorporating some very important specific exercises, regardless of your son or daughter's sport. And we're also talking about what are we going to do about youth tackle football? Great question. Also going to have a chapter on the prodigy sports. The third section of the book is all about the experts chiming in, where we have 8 or 9 experts, various areas of mental training, sports psychology, sports psychiatry, physical training, nutrition, the importance of coach-parent communication, the importance of
extreme safety in your son or daughter's sports when it comes to prevention of problems in an emergency. Great chiming in of experts. The final section is a participation of parents, parents' perspectives. You have maybe a half a dozen parents sharing the highlights, challenges of bringing up a son or daughter and the participation of sports. So we'll talk more. Maybe next week I will be announcing that the book is up on Amazon. That's an exciting guest coming up. Next week, one of the participants in the book, matter of fact, two of the participants in the book, Rob Andrews, mental coach. Rob owns the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, Texas. He probably has six or seven gold medals in his office. He was very involved with the gold medal winning girls gymnastics team at the last Summer Olympics. Simone Biles has worked with him since she was maybe 9 or 10 years old. Timur Halligan coached some of the top tennis juniors in the country over the past couple of decades, was a great player himself, will be joining me the following week. We're going to have Tom Meredith. Tom authored a great fitness edge, it was called, gosh, maybe 20-something years ago, maybe longer, because he owned Tom's Gym, which was Addison, Illinois. Recently, he's opened up another fitness facility. He'll be coming back. Dr. Figuera, he was a pediatric surgeon. Now he's a holistic physician. Dr. Ivan Figuera, on the 9th of May, Gina Pongetti, one of the country's top physical therapists, a longtime guest, will be joining us. Teresa Power, the creator of Kids Yoga, also will be joining us. So a lot of great guests coming up on the Sports Doctor. Again, you can go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to newspaper articles, you can read about everything from should your son or daughter specialize in one sport, to what about barefoot running, to one of my most popular articles, which is Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. And you could go to radio shows and you could just check out some of the many guests, a couple of hundred guests that we've featured on the Sports Doctor on an endless array of topics, authors, doctors, therapists, surgeons, et cetera, who have been guests. And if you want to listen to a show, you can access it. So sportsdoctorradio.com. Again, a quick shout out, one of the most exciting aspects of all the stuff we do at Sport Doc, DOC Radio, is Twitter. And again, a few times a day, we've got some great sports medicine information. We've also now incorporated big time, hashtag HeySportsParents. So if you go to that, you'll get both Sharky's 9,000-10,000 followers, my 34,000 followers, all sorts of great information on the whole world of sports parents. And I gotta add to sports grandparents we're at. We were talking about. So we're gonna get to some emails next week because we've always got plenty of emails to say the least. And again, I want to thank everybody who supports us here on the Sports Doctor. Again. You could jump in. I can't tell you how many guests we get on Twitter and the different topics that we publish various times a day. Again, email me, drrweil, sports doctor, sportsdoctor. We'll include you in the mix. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor.
want to clue you in. Well, I'm very, very excited about the book I'm co-authoring. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents, get your megaphone out. My co-author, Sharky Zartman, is a radio talk show host on Healthy Life Radio. She is the mom of two Division I athletes. She's a Hall of Fame volleyball player herself. And the book really is broken up into four sections. She talks about coaching, all aspects of coaching, your own kids. What about the level of sports? Section two is the sports doctors in, where Dr. Bob talks about everything from choosing the best shoe, to what about drugs in youth sports, to what about concussions, to what about challenges of the physical exercises. The third part, ask the experts, 8 or 9 experts, sports psychology, mental training, sports performance, chime in. The last part of the book is parents' perspective. We have about 6 parents chiming in. Check it out. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Thanks, everybody. Back from the Windy City, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're going to answer some emails in our slightly elongated The Sports Doctors in segment. We mentioned again some of our upcoming exciting guests. I'm going to try to have upcoming over the next couple of months at least all the experts who participated in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Most of them I have had, if not all of them, sometime or another over the past few years. That's why I was so excited about them participating. So we're going to have them over the next few months. There were overall, I think, 5 or 6 parents, 8 experts, 15 different contributors. Great stuff, let alone the cartoons. You're going to love the cartoons. Mixed in, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Email, and again, DRRWEIL, Sports Doctor, SPORTS, DOCTOR at yahoo.com. You know, it was an old website, never changed it, a little long. Email me, will include you. Phil, my daughter's a serious tennis player. She's been bothered with what they call sesamoiditis. You know, Phil, you don't mention how old she is. The sesamoids are two very important bones on the bottom of the big toe joint. They can be a aggravating problem, so you have to pay attention. Most instances, optimally, prescription orthotics, which can properly align, properly protect that area under the ball of the foot, is the GOLD program. Don't need persistent trouble, then already you're behind the eight ball. You could be dealing with a stress fracture. You could be dealing with parts. These bones are movable. So if you were up on your toes, you would see the sesamoids really bearing weight. Other than that, they're oscillating around. They could be susceptible. The world of turf toe many times involve sesamoids. So a sport like tennis, where you're really changing direction, putting a lot of stress in those areas, you want to pay attention, see a good podiatrist, find out, you know, what's involved here. Is this persistent? Is this ongoing? What's the diagnosis, Phil? Okay. Jerry says, my mom is 65 years old. She's gone to a podiatrist for 20 years. Trims her corns and calluses every couple of months. You know, Jerry, podiatry's been around for 100 years. I don't know how long. Keeping people extremely comfortable with trimming down painful corns and calluses, might be diabetics. I have people 75, 80 years old. I've been trimming their toenails every couple of months for years because they can't see, maybe can't reach it comfortably. Or if they're diabetic, we want them to have professional podiatry care routinely, period.
included in their medical care. So many times we tell people, you know, if those corns or calluses bother you every 12 weeks, come in every 11. Keep you comfortable. And many times surgery is not an option. It's not something we're looking to do and keep somebody. And at the same time, we might incorporate every one of my seniors, including the famous author Marie Frost at 101 years old, God bless her. She's still an author, and she's in my orthotics. So many times we see that we are incorporating orthotics, even in long-term palliative care. Very, very helpful. Denise says, your guest, Gary Reinl, the anti-ice man? Yes, Gary Reinl is one of the trainers of trainers. He's worked with the professional teams in every sport for decades. He's run marathons, a serious runner. He's also a researcher, and he wrote a book called Iced. And he brought to the forefront the fact that there really is no empirical evidence that icing helps anything, might numb a painful area. So Gary exposed to the world the fact that, wow, it's counterproductive. In my first chapter of the book, in the Sports Doctors In segment, where I talk about acute injuries, I include Gary Reinl's philosophy. He is right. It's not an opinion. The person who coined the term RICE, R-I-C-E, rest, ice, compression, elevation, everybody in sports medicine knows that, Dr. Gabe Merkin. In Gary Reinl's second rendition of the book, Dr. Merkin wrote the forward part of the forward, including the point of, you know what? I was wrong. It retards healing. There's a better way. It's called muscle activation. It's called loading. So we talk about that in the book. And Gary Reinl, you can go to his website, GaryReinl.com, or look him up with Google. He has a lot to say. He's a pioneer like my long-term colleague Bob Guida was in the world of stretching. When in the 80s, Bob Guida said, you know, stretching could be counterproductive. Man, they came after him. It ended up he was right. So is Gary. Mary says, how about rubber bands? Speaking of Bob Guida, I don't know if he invented rubber bands for sports medicine, but he sure was part of it. Rubber bands are one of the safest, most effective ways to strengthen the feet and ankles and the upper extremities also very, very safely, very dynamically. For instance, if your son or daughter is one of the best athletes in the world, I don't care what their sport, I write about it in the book. The title of the chapter is called The Two Essential Exercises. I don't care what your sport is. I don't care what your son or daughter's age is. One of them involves rubber bands, strengthening the feet and ankles. You can work all the ranges of motion, all the muscles from the knee down. Ankle injuries remain today the most common injury. This could be a real hassle with repetitive ankle problems. So strengthening the rubber bands. You could be a senior citizen. Rubber bands could be very helpful. Physical therapy uses the heck out of rubber bands. Way back in the Spry days, Sports Performance and Rehab Institute, we had the organization. They're now a famous company that does all that surgical tubing. So you want to be instructed on good, proper technique, Mary. You want to know what you're doing, whether it's for you or your kids. Tom says, what's diabetic neuropathy? Diabetes affects nerve endings. It affects small vessels in the body, circulation-wise. The feet are one of the furthest areas from the heart. We walk on the feet. The nerves take a pounding. And one of the earliest signs, potentially, is the loss of sensation of the feet. This is why podiatry is the profession that would see many times diabetics when they didn't know they were dealing with the beginning of diabetes because they had numb feet, maybe they had burning feet. Neuropathy means the loss of feeling, not only in the feet, but the diabetic neuropathy is commonly in the feet, and you want to include podiatry besides your medical care regarding, you know, what about the diabetes? You know, diabetes is going to break us, man. Financially, we had to change the name of early diabetes because of the inclusion of so many kids so early. Everybody who's ever listened to the Sports Doctor knows I've been ranting and raving about childhood obesity for, I don't know, 20 years, give or take a few weeks. And diabetes has invaded children. A lot of it, again, is the early obesity and the dietary challenges. So diabetic concerns are a big deal. Brian quickly says, what's the value of diagnostic ultrasound? Things like plantar fasciitis. Diagnostic ultrasound, real quick, Brian, is the same technology that looks at a fetus inside a mommy's tummy. The diagnostic ultrasound is a very, very safe, easy way to look at the muscles and tendons besides just the bones. X-rays only show the bones. If you want to see the tendons and ligaments, diagnostic ultrasound, you can move the area around. Very, very valuable. Bingo bango, we're just about out of time. Again, everybody, pay attention next week. Another edition of the Sports Doctor, Dr. Bob Weil here, live from Chicago. Thanks, everybody, for listening. See you next week.
Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.